Every year, the NSH Symposium Convention features a wide array of science and research, including impressive poster programs. The poster floor is a petri dish of new ideas, collaborations, and exchange of great information. I'm Linda McDonald, an NSH member, a science lover, and the NSH poster chair. During the 42nd annual NSH Symposium Conference, we were fortunate enough to sit down with many of our poster presenters to talk more about their work and the passion behind it. I am thrilled to bring you this series of podcasts and hope you will enjoy these and be inspired to submit your very own poster. Hi, this is Linda McDonald. I'm sitting with Lisa Stevens talking about her poster, poster number 7. A small reduction in tissue size yields a significant reduction in digital storage costs. So, Lisa, how would you describe your level of poster presentation knowledge? Is this your first poster, or would you say you're a pro?
No, this is my first poster. So, I really have no experience, but it was really fun.
So why was this topic important to you and worthy of your time as a researcher?
Well, I honestly got tired of hearing our IT person complain about the sizes of the files. So I thought, yeah, okay, maybe we can do something about that. So, you know, the tissue sizes on the slides were really big. I thought, you know, maybe we can make them smaller. And that's what gave me the idea.
So what's the first thing you want people to see when they look at your poster?
Well, there's a really pretty Mobat stain on there, so it was very attention-getting, so I used that.
Done in the histology lab, of course.
Absolutely. And I thought that was a good eye-catcher, so I used that, and I figured that would draw people in to actually read it. And then once they started reading, it's an interesting concept between the actual physical work that takes place in histology and the actual back end in IT as far as storage and cost, something that wouldn't normally go together, and it was just a unique cause and effect.
So some background information is this laboratory consolidated several different hospitals and FHC into one main spot, but the pathologist still sat at other locations to read out slides. And the cost of special stain controls and doing extra special stain controls to send out everywhere was not a great idea as far as we were concerned. So the digital path people came up with scanning our control slides, and through this, we had large pieces of liver for trichrome, things like that. Lisa came up with the idea to make the tissue smaller on the slide for digital storage. So were there any surprises that you found when you were doing your research?
Really, I was really surprised at how much I was able to shrink the bigger ones, especially the Mobat stain, because there's so many different pieces in order to cover all of the attributes of the stain that the pathologist needs to see. And I was worried about getting them small enough and clumping them together tight enough to make a difference. And I was really surprised at the amount of difference it made as far as the file size. It went down, 376 megabytes per slide. So it was pretty significant.
So quite a digital savings in storage.
Oh, absolutely.
So after somebody sees your poster, what do you think they would think about it? What are three words you think they should take away from looking at your poster?
Ooh, three words.
3 to 5 words.
Okay. Just basically, I think just a brief sentence would be that I think just histology and what you do in general has a lot further reach than you think. And this was just a unique take on it. And I don't know, it's kind of, you kind of have to keep an open mind, and not only are savings like super obvious with the cost of your reagents or, you know, how much you're paying your techs, how much time they're working, but you can find it in savings in other little discrete little places that can add up over time.
Yeah, people don't think about digital storage and what the costs for that are. If you had to do a follow-up project, what would that project be?
I mean, you can always follow the line of savings as far as scanning time saved, tech time saved, looking at the slides, where I would kind of like to go with this is in preparation of the control tissue to be able to teach some of the histotechs that don't get a chance to gross, to teach them a little more about grossing so that they're going to be a little smarter about how they make their controls.
Great, that's great. What are 2 to 3 major tips that you would like to share with someone that is considering submitting a poster for next year's convention?
This sounds really, not to dumb things down, but to be as simple as possible so that it can be understood fairly quickly. Because sometimes you get sucked into the poster for for 20 minutes, you're reading it, and then you're running out of time, you have to get to a workshop, and you'd really rather spend more time reading it. So even if they can cut it back more and make it a little more simple, it's very helpful.
Concise and informative.
Absolutely.
All right, Lisa, well, I'd like to thank you for participating in this podcast. This is a new endeavor we started this year, and we love it, and we hope the rest of you love it as much as we do. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the 2016 NSH Poster Presenter Series. We hope you enjoyed this interview and will share it with others. Visit www.histoconvention.org to learn how you can present at 43rd NSH Symposium and Convention.